Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Video Store Clerks. Hey, we're live.
Ta-da!
We tricked you again. We're on Tuesday night, Shark Week. So we're going to do Jaws. The four Jaws movies. Oh boy. Hi, I'm Dave.
Chapman.
I'm Chuck.
We are your Video Store Clerks, so we're going to get this party started. Forgive us if we're moving a little fast because we only have Chuck Nasty for a limited amount of time. So go, go, go. So I guess we're going to start with the good ones first. Normally, we like to start with the shitty movies first, but tonight's a special night. It's Jaws night. So let's start with the original, the greatest, the classic, Jaws.
Yeah.
Great opener. I was waiting for...
There's no intro tonight.
Oh, hell, let's cut it.
That was... We don't have to. It's cool. I just figured, Dave, that you were going to say that, and you were going to start with something on about Jaws. So why don't you start first, but... I don't know why it keeps going to me.
Stop doing that, internet.
It's been all stupid. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what happened there either. My camera just stopped working for no reason.
Fucking the vampires were out to get us one night, and tonight the shark's out to get us. Good Lord, man. Jaws. Once again, Video Store Clerks. Let's start with Jaws. Gentlemen, your thoughts on this classic movie with you're going to need a bigger podcaster. That's what Mike said.
A bigger podcaster.
We're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need something. Oh, poor Chuck Nasty. He's having technical difficulties. We were fine up till now.
God. It's been just one thing after another today, man. It really has. Let's talk about Jaws. Come on now. Who's talking first about Jaws and how amazing of a movie it is?
All right. See, the big difference with Jaws and its horrible sequels was definitely the characters. Some of the best characters that we focused on. And, of course, as the story goes with the shark that didn't work, you hardly ever see the shark. Very similar to Alien. And you focus more on the characters and some of the most beloved characters in cinematic history. The three of them on the boat. We're going to need a bigger boat is my all-time favorite line. I use that line as an excuse any chance I get.
I always loved it in Taco Bell commercials, too. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, we'll get to Hoagie. Oh, we'll get to Michael Caine. Don't worry about that. But gentlemen, I mean, Chuck Nasty, since you have a limited amount of time, we'll let you go first.
Well, funny thing is, real quick, I have to say this. I didn't know how I was going to feel going into watching these movies, which I will go ahead and say I didn't watch four. I've seen it before.
I was going to ask if you watched four or not.
Honestly, I did a whole fucking marathon the other day, like the first three. So that's basically 5.5 hours of Jaws. Okay, I'm done. That's a lot of Jaws at once. But the thing is, I actually had a lot of fun watching them. The first one, of course, is a classic. I mean, it's as a kid, I never understood why my mom and relatives and friends were always like, oh, you know, Jaws, I was scared of us as kids and da-da-da-da and shit like that. Because I was never around a beach, so it never really bothered me. I never was around water that much, so it never bothered me. As I got older, as I've gotten older, I realized how scary the idea of it is. Because I have been to beaches since I've gotten older. And I've got kids now and everything. So, like, it's kind of a scary thing. You know, everybody's at the beach. Everybody's having a good time. Where's little Nicky? He's been eating. Like, that whole scene where that kid, where they're talking about, like cutting the shark open because they thought they had it. And they're like... We don't really want that little boy like spilling all over the dock or whatever the fuck. I'm just like, God, man, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's a pretty moving movie. As a kid, I didn't really give two shits about it. I really didn't. It wasn't my kind of horror as a kid, you know? As I've gotten older, I've gotten into movies about nature, basically, like, taking vengeance and shit like that, you know? Jaws and Crawl and Lake Placid and shit like that. The Ghost in the Darkness, things like that, you know, where animals are the ones that everyone's, you know, terrified of because they're going crazy or whatever. I like this movie a lot. As I was watching it, I was like, man, it's been years since I've watched it all the way through. And I think it's such a good fucking movie. I wish I still had my Jaws shirt. I would have worn it. I had the gray one, but I gave it away because if it ain't black, I'm not wearing it. And it just looks bad on me. But yeah, Jaws 1, man, it's classic. Complete classic. It's kind of a slow burn at times. But for the most part, it's pretty quick paced. You feel bad for what's his ass? I'm drawing a blank on his name. Main dude,
Brody.
Brody, yeah. You feel bad for him the whole fucking time because, like, after the first fucking mishap, he's like all fucking prepared to it. Everybody just thinks he's just fucking stupid and he just lost his mind and shit. Like, ah, man, that would seriously fuck somebody up. But I think the script was great. Everything was awesome. Really, it was a lot of fun to watch. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Everything was tight. It was well paced. And Brody, who I believe he was scared of the water.
Was that the thing? Was he scared of the water?
And so you have Brody. You have the Richard Dreyfuss character, who's kind of the nerd. / shark underwater expert.
He's the guy who knows what he's talking. He's the guy you kind of want to punch, but you also kind of like.
Yeah.
You kind of need him around.
Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, but we need to keep you around. And then, of course, my favorite character is Quint.
I mean, yeah, dude.
And Quint and the Richard Dreyfuss character are total opposites. They couldn't be any more different.
Hooper.
Thank you.
Hooper.
And
yeah,
it's funny, the banter that they go back and forth.
And they're getting drunk. On the boat,
there's this camaraderie. And also with Brody. And my favorite scene in the whole movie is when Brody is throwing the chum in the water and the shark pops out.
Yeah. Yeah.
His reaction was so perfect. It was.
Yeah, that was just great.
And they're all inside the boat, so they don't know. And the shark just made it an appearance. And I couldn't imagine being in the theater when that part happened. That must have been great. That must have been like almost equal to the chestburster scene in Alien.
Yeah, it's big compared to that.
See it coming.
Yeah.
I like how he didn't show the shark a lot because it gave you just like it just had more like that suspense type shit. Where you got to use your imagination some. Like, you knew this shit was there. You didn't have to fucking see it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's like, it's a blessing in disguise that shark not working. Because I think it works so much better. And there was a lot of times there was POV shots of the shark. The music, of course.
Yes.
And just the fin. You just have to see the fin swimming across the ocean and you know it's coming.
Oh, my bad. I was just going to say, yeah, because the fin made me think of this. When it comes down to horror movies being mentioned in other movies and shit, right next to, like, Freddy, Jaws has been mentioned probably, if not as much, if not more, in the same realm of as many times as, like, Freddy's been mentioned in movies. You know what I mean? There's always some reference to Elm Street. There's always some reference. I mean, even Dragnet, with Tom Hanks and Dan
Aykroyd. I always think of Clerks whenever I think of Jaws, all because the salsa shark scene.
Yeah. And also, even in
the names and all the rest, like, they just totally tore up Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Completely.
Like,
yeah,
great.
I mean, I think it was Nightmare on Elm Street 4 or 5. You there? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, my phone went black. Oh yeah, but in four or five of the Elm Street films, one of them, Freddy does the whole Finn thing. Remember, he goes, the girls on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that, it's kind of funny because two of the most referenced horror movies, I'd say, you know, in the top top five anyway, you know.
Mike says Salsa Shark. And then he even says the line, "We're gonna need a bigger boat."
Right.
Yeah.
Which for some reason is one of my favorite lines in any movie. I use it whenever chance I get.
Yeah, I've used it a lot.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And just in this episode, like at least 20 times already.
Oh, of course. We haven't an excuse more this time though.
It'll happen more. No, I always like once that movie starts picking up and even like it's just them three on the boat, like it's still like a really entertaining movie. And they like, the score alone is really good. It's like, it sounds like they're on a fucking adventure. Mm-hmm. And then you like, you almost kind of forget that they're fucking like hunting a shark that's going to swallow their boat.
And then when they're all getting drunk, they're bonding. They're even comparing scars, battle scars with each other. And then just like that, the shark makes an appearance. It turns into this weird cat and mouse game between the shark and those three guys on the boat. And their equipment gets depleted. The boat gets damaged. It really was like the shark was hunting them, not to the point in Jaws the Revenge, which we'll get to later.
I hope not.
And like, even though they're the three main characters at that point, you never know who's gonna die. Like, this shark really might kill all these three guys. And of course, it did kill Quinn. We thought Hooper was gonna die. That fucking nut went down in the cage. Who the hell would do that? Like, seriously,
I would.
And I never fully understood the part when Quinn destroyed the radio. I mean, I guess it was like a Moby Dick type situation where he wanted to be the one to catch it, but still,
yeah.
I mean, how many tons did he say that shark was?
Three
tons, whatever it was.
But also,
comedy after he did that, he'd been like, "I immediately regret that decision." No good.
Like, the thing is, though, I mean, think about how much that guy drinks in the movie. You know, so he's not really clear. And if I remember correctly, I watched something a couple of years ago. It was some like, it was like Pickers or something. And they went to a place that had a bunch of Jaws memorabilia. Or maybe it wasn't Pickers. I don't know, it was something like that, some YouTube show or something. And they were talking about the son of the guy that played Quinn. Like, pretty much that was him. That's just how he was in real life anyway. He was a big drinker. He talked and acted just like he did in the movie, like in real life.
Yeah, there's videos on YouTube of his son, Robert Shaw's son, actually like acting out like all the scenes that his dad did.
Forgot his name. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Also, it was just three times. It's really good.
Yeah.
25 footer. Oh, 3 tons of them.
That was a terrible impression.
I do love the impression.
You don't. You just out of nowhere just sound like fucking Christopher Walken.
I've heard Christopher Walken, and I've heard I sound Chinese. That's what I've heard. That's what I've been told.
You sound Chinese.
Like I tried to do a Brooklyn accent one time, and I couldn't do it for anything. So I watched a bunch of Andrew Dice Clay movies. And it finally worked.
Dave's like Sweet D and Always Sunny. You can't do accents for shit. Worst actor ever.
I hate to say I'm more like Charlie. I'm like a dialed down Charlie.
Oh, God. You watched a bunch of fucking Andrew Dice Clay videos. Oh!
Oh, I love the Dice Man. It's been a while since I watched any of that. We should do that episode.
Dice Man coming.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do a comedy episode, like stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I bet Mike will come on for the Dice Show.
Dude, I used to want to be Dice when I realized it wasn't cool anymore. Like, it's bad. My friends make fun of me all the time because for some reason I used to do the whole, you know, over the head smoke thing. I used to make all the jokes. Like, I had a girlfriend at one time, and she allowed me to come to her birthday party, and she said, don't do any Andrew Dust Clay jokes, please. And I was like, okay. She comes outside, and, like, all her friends are gathered around me while I'm doing a complete fucking stand-up act of fucking Andrew Dust Clay. It was great. She's like, I was like, they asked. I was like, I did one joke. Maybe all
they got to get the people what they want. Damn.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Now canceled, but you know.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing quite well in Vegas, I believe.
Mike fucked her.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Trim that pussy. It's way too hairy. Oh.
No!
Save it for the next episode. Yeah.
Well, with the unbelievable success of Jaws, which was made for like $10, it made a freaking made a fortune. It was actually like one of the real big summer blockbusters before there were summer blockbusters. Back in those days. Because it was before Star Wars, I believe.
Was it?
75, I believe it came out. Yeah. Is that correct? I don't know.
I don't know.
Fact check. Mike, fact check.
He's on it.
Well, anyway, with the success.
Is there another person there?
Yeah.
Oh, in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay, I was a little confused.
It was 75. Oh. Well, anyway, with a studio movie that breeds that kind of success, what happens? It breeds sequels.
Yeah.
Jaws 2, which they got Schneider to come back for the second one. In his reaction to the second one, he said he loved doing the first one.
He had no fun at all doing the second.
No fun at all doing the second one.
Did you say what?
The second one I vaguely remember. I remember the poster. You know, the thing with Jaws movies is they had the best posters. I'll give them that. Especially the first one.
Like, yeah.
That's everybody's nightmare. Like, come true. Whoever came up with that poster is a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, I believe, had a girl skiing.
Yeah.
With a giant shark. That was like 10 times the size of the shark for the original. But Jaws 2, I vaguely remember.
Like the chick was skiing and then she disappears, and the one chick that was driving the boat somehow fucking dumps gasoline all over herself and the shark and shoots the fucking flare gun and catches the shark on fire along with herself. And then the whole fucking boat explodes. So that's always a good time. Like, it was almost like the same movie, pretty much.
It really was. It really was.
It still was like, it was entertaining, though. Like, even though they had the same process, like the same order everything happened in, like, it was all the same as the first movie. So it was kind of like Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. It just changed some shit around, made it a little interesting, kept you in there. Like, they didn't like in the first one, like, the whole family, like, as a whole, just seemed like, they enjoyed themselves. And the second one, they're all grumpy because they lived on this fucking island too long.
Why do they still live there?
Yeah.
And nobody has fun the whole fucking time except for the kids that want to go sailing all the time.
There's two things about movies irritate me. That's number one, is why the fuck don't they just move away? Number two is the empty hospitals. Why is it when there's a hospital scene, there's nobody in the fucking hospital?
Right. This happened, like, this had to happen years later, right? Like, what year did that come out? Like,
because it was supposed to be, because I think,
Michael was at least 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
I think he's more like 17, actually, because I know he was talking about getting, like, a summer job. So, I mean, he's somewhere.
I think he was 17.
School, you know what I mean? And then, fucking, in the first one, he's probably 10.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to be years. Like,
yeah, there's a good little gap there.
What year did the movie come out, or what year did. Did we take play? So I was going to say it was a couple years later.
Like 7 years later.
Yeah, back then sequels came out like at least 3 years after the original. At least sometimes it was 4 or 5.
But this one definitely lacked the casting, though. Like, you had freaking great actors in the first one. This one you just had Roy. Yeah, he was the only big actor in the whole fucking movie. His wife's always just annoying. We'll get to that later.
She's very annoying. The girl, one of the skiers, she's somebody, and I can't remember who the fuck it is now. I knew when I was watching it the other day, and I was like, oh, shit. But I can't think of who the girl is. She grew up to be in some other shit, but I can't think what it is. But, the thing is, because talking about how the difference is about this one is from the first one. Any water movie like this, and you can't get away from it being similar to the last. You know what I mean? Like, how many open water movies, like, what does it all have to do with somebody being stranded out in the middle of the ocean and sharks swimming around them? Okay, let's make it again. This time they're going to be in a fucking sailboat. You know what I mean? Like, so I look this past that.
This one had a lot more kills in it, though, than the original.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely. Yeah. Oh, they totally did the whole sequel thing with it. They really did. I was thinking that, too, when I watched it. I was like, man, they really did kill more people in this. I like the aspect. I'm glad they had the whole thing where the kids were going out. You know, they're all going to go to the place they're not supposed to go. And then they're all trapped and, like, you know, fucking Jaws is after them. And then I love the ending of this one, though. I think how Jaws dies in this, or how the shark dies in this, is it's pretty cool, actually. Because, like, the look in his eyes when he's like, it's come on.
Creative.
Yeah. Because, like, I knew, and I it's been a minute since I watched it, but I couldn't remember the ending. Because I get confused on what ending is which movie. But when they mentioned the line at the beginning of the movie, I was like, I'm pretty sure that comes back into play at some point. And then at the end of it, when he sees it.
Points where they had to make it so they, you know, like, okay, this thing has some kind of significance later in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of movies. I guess that's like the pretty much format.
Yeah. That was the foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing, and it was the same with the first one with the tanks. Mike says Jaws 1975, Jaws 2 1978, Jaws 3D 1983, Jaws 4 1987, and Jaws 19 2015. That was a Back to the Future reference.
Oh, okay.
Which we never did get any of them. Oh. And Spaceballs, we never did get Rocky 5000.
No.
I don't want to be some watch the Back to the Future movies.
That sounds like a challenge.
Oh boy!
Wow. Oh God! Maybe, I don't know. Can we do Indiana Jones instead? We'll talk. We got other things we got planned. Damn it. All right, we're getting to some of those action people. Anyway.
Action star summer.
Yeah, right.
More on that later as well.
Yeah.
Let's start.
Oh, I was going to finish about the ending to two. The look in his eyes when he's trying to get that fucking shark to come at him, and that shark's just coming. Like, there's that whole moment. It's just like a perfect movie moment. Cause then he bites in that, like, all the kids are like, they're like, oh no, move out of the way, blah blah.
He's like, he bites that.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, it's just one of those moments where you're just like, yeah, that's justice, man. Like, I don't know, like it's a good ending, I think. But yeah, that's all.
One thing I always like didn't like about that movie is I wish that one bitch would have just died, the one that kept screaming nonstop. That was like,
the one that goes in a shock. Yeah,
she just screamed non fucking stop, and I just wanted her to die so bad.
Yeah. Oh, isn't I could be am I don't know, I could be wrong, but isn't God, I've watched so many movies lately, I'm hoping I'm not getting confused, but I'm thinking that dude that played in Christine.
He's in part two, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, that's what I thought. He's the one of the kids that gets on the raft. All right.
He was the usual nerdy self that he plays back in the day.
Yeah. Nobody likes him.
But he still ain't getting nothing.
He ain't getting shit. I don't know after this. Well, no, like, did he need him dying?
I don't think any of them died except for
no her. One of them. That one girl dies. The one that was watching the little boy.
Oh, the one that was watching Sean, Mike's little brother.
Yeah, yeah, and then she gets eaten. You feel so bad for that kid. It's like, I wonder how terrified that kid really was in real life. It's like, come on, it's gonna be okay. And he's just like, no fucking way, dude. Like, how much of that was real?
Never gets in the water.
I would say that there's a lot of people that play in these movies that don't get in the water anymore because of it. I would say, yeah. Anyway, we can move on to like one that I actually think. And this next one though, I have to say that rewatching it, I remember as a kid, I loved this fucking movie, and I think I still do. Jaws 3D.
Continue. Oh boy. Well, I did have a mega crush on Leah Thompson back in the day, so it was good to see her.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid was also in this.
Lou Gossett Jr. Like
yeah, that's right. Lou Gossett Jr. What the hell were these people doing in this movie? I don't know. But Jaws 3D, fuck me. See, okay, I made the mistake of watching the first one first, and then I skipped to Jaws the Revenge. And I think that's why I ended up not watching 2 and 3 again, because I was just so worn out from watching Jaws the Revenge. I was just kind of done. But we'll get there. Jaws 3. Now, that Jaws 3 has an interesting story behind it. Apparently,
it's a change of pace.
There were several scripts for Jaws 3, and some of them were actually really good.
And they were 3D.
Yeah. One in particular that they almost went with that probably came closest to any of them was called Jaws 3 Equals Zero. And on the poster, it had Jaws with a pair of sunglasses on and a cigar in his mouth.
Yes. Why couldn't we get that one?
So they were totally going to go to the comedy route, which... I don't know. I mean, because you can't, like you said, can't keep replicating the same thing. Like you're handcuffed with just being underwater the whole time. There's only so many things you can do.
Yeah.
So maybe that would have. I don't know. I don't know how would have that turned out. I'm kind of curious how that would have turned out. I guess we'll never know. But. What happened with the good script was it just got fucking destroyed, and I think the 3D aspect took over because that was a big fad back then. Even Amityville did a 3D movie. Friday the 13th did a 3D. Horror movies in particular were all on top of the 3D gimmick.
Yep. Freddy's Dead was 3D, even if that wasn't in the 80s. But...
And I think that was the last one to do it, actually, with the original red and blue sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or 3D glasses.
I was so happy. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But I was so happy when I was looking for Jaws 3D. It was on Tubi?
Yeah, they were all on Tubi.
Yeah, okay, it was on Tubi. And it was even in the 3D, and I was like, oh, shit, because I've got the red and blue glasses. Dude. Let's just say that I was in a good mindset the other night when I watched these, and I almost was going to give up for the night, and then I was like, it's in 3D, and I'm still feeling pretty good. I have
3D glasses, too, from my Nightmare on Elm Street set and one of my Friday the 13th sets.
Yeah.
I've never actually popped them out to check it out that way because I'm not wasting any extra effort on that fucking movie.
And from what a lot of people say, the movie is a little bit better when you watch it in 3D. And apparently the director of this movie actually goes around, does.
We're back.
Well, we're back. What the hell is going on with this motherfucker? And does screenings of this movie in 3D just to show people that it's a little bit better. Because when you watch this, like when I did, when you watch the movie on TV and the shots of like the severed arm and the dead fish head at the beginning goes on for like 3 minutes.
I love the opening.
What the hell is this shot? Why does this keep going on? And the part when they reveal the dead body, it just sets there and you're like, What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Stop it.
But are you not doing it on purpose?
No, I swear to God.
It's just fucking, I don't know.
Just so awkward. It's just like,
we're still here, but we're not here.
I don't, anyway, continue.
Surprise!
All of a sudden, Giant Shark gets me.
And in the original script, I believe they were still in SeaWorld, which, like, if you think about it, wasn't half bad of an idea because it kind of took them out of that element. And there were so many cool things you could have done.
Like, I didn't think the storyline alone was terrible. Like, it just...
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
To me, like, the third one wasn't bad. It's just, like, they went out of way for certain things to be 3D, so it kind of just threw out the element of just being a... I don't know, like an easy flowing movie. So like a lot of things that were popping out 3D just didn't make sense why they even put that part in there.
Yeah.
It just seemed like all the 3D parts were kind of like filler scenes.
Yeah. I feel like
except for the fucking terrible ending.
Yeah. Like the 3D parts caused a lot of the story elements to get cut out.
Yeah.
Like everything was catered to the 3D part of it.
The story wasn't bad because like Sean goes to fucking SeaWorld to visit Mike. And then they just start kind of hanging out. Then shit just fucks up.
I mean, never mind the part that they're still all going into the water.
And what's his name? Actually, he finally beats. He tries to get over his fear of what the fuck. tries to get over his fear of the water, and then all this shit starts happening. And then why is this happening? It's throwing me off. That threw me off completely. So I've lost train of thought.
Me and Dave were talking earlier, like every time we have a good episode that we really want to. So every time we have a good episode we really want to do, something fucked up happens.
No shit, because dude, I was looking forward to this fucking night, and then I couldn't get my fucking phone to charge.
With the Ghostbusters shit, Dave had fucking COVID. And then fucking like the vampire shit, some goofy shit happened.
Like, yeah,
it's something different every time.
This is definitely a.
I never thought I'd be so excited to talk about the Jaws movies, but after watching the other day, I love Jaws.
Like, I'm actually like one of my next tattoos is this fucking Jaws popping out the water, coming off my ribs.
See, that's cool. I couldn't do it. Why does it keep doing that? We have no idea why it keeps doing that.
Because we are the sharks. We're going down in the water and popping back up. Popping back up.
I feel like somebody's controlling our shit.
I wish there was. Ta-da! So Jaws 3.
Yeah. Anyway, what a
shitty movie.
Now, it's not as good. It really isn't as good as when I was a kid. I fucking loved this movie. Like, I loved this movie a lot. And then when I watched it the other day, I realized I still love it. I still think it's a fun movie. It's got some cool aspects to it that make it stand out. But there is a lot of shit that doesn't make sense in it. Like, yeah, a lot of the 3D moments I noticed, it was like we got a 3D shot of like the crowd. And why would God, man, just trouble after trouble. Oh, just me.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. God damn it.
We're the other two clerks.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but before too long, my phone's going to start making me not be able to.
How you looking?
Right now, I'm looking fine.
With this map on?
Do what?
Can you see the percentage of your battery?
At the moment, my percentage is 30%. So I've got my shit turned out, so okay. If Chad says we're fine, then we're fine, then damn it.
It's like Dave was freaking out earlier because he's like, who are we gonna get? What are we gonna do? Chuck's phone, blah blah blah. I said, just chill the fuck out, yo. Like
I'm like, Charlie. I'm telling you.
I was like, Dave, hit this.
I'm Charlie. Like I freak out. I freak out over everything.
Hit this shit one time. He said, no.
All right, dare we start talking again?
I pushed that thing in just to make sure.
Yeah, that's...
We've had like light connection issues. Like Dave's shit was fucked up. Then he pushed the headphones in farther and made her come, and shit happens.
How much whiskey have you been drinking tonight, or scotch, or whatever you drink?
This is tequila.
Oh, okay, all right. What kind of tequila is that?
Patron Añejo.
Ah, nice, nice, tasty, well, smooth.
My tequila decanter and shot glasses.
I have actually.
In the bottom. Do you know what the Lady of the Dune story is? I do not.
I have no idea.
Well, if anything, if our camera keeps going in and out.
Cool question, Mike. I want the explanation.
All right. We've held it off long enough.
No, we got to talk about.
We haven't talked about Jaws 3D all the way yet.
Right. Okay, good. Go for it. Yeah. Please do.
I like the, like what I was saying is I like the story of it. I like the idea. I'm glad they kept the boys. I'm glad they were a part of it. I like the idea that it was in SeaWorld. I like the fact that it was the whole idea that this shark is like getting in, because it was getting in, right?
Yeah, it kind of snuck in the gates.
Yeah, like and the kills. I mean, like the kills were pretty cool too. There were some pretty good moments of suspense too. The idea of the people trapped in the underwater tunnel. That's terrifying. I was watching that. I was having anxiety problems. I do that anytime I watch water movies, like 47 meters below or whatever, down or whatever. Yeah, fuck that. I love that movie. That movie scares the shit out of me, and I watch it. I literally have an anxiety attack watching it. Especially the mindset that I was in, it wasn't helping. But let's just put it this way. 3D was not helping. But I like the whole thing, like where everybody's in the little underwater diner thing or whatever, and then all of a sudden when the shark comes up, everybody, like, it shows the view of the shark seeing everybody freak the fuck out, and then it just busts through the damn thing. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in it that's just kind of like, okay, that's a bit crazy. But that's also terrifying if that was actually happened. It's a cheesy movie. It really is. I think it's a fun movie. I don't take it seriously. It's fun. It's a fun movie, which a fun movie doesn't have to be great.
Whenever the shark busts through the fucking window, though, and they have that little slow-mo 3D version, but it's not fucking moving. It's just a fucking floating image coming closer and closer. Like, it's the shittiest looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It really is pretty sorry.
But that whole scene, like, that just makes me laugh. Like, like you said, like, I don't take this movie seriously as part of, like the first and second one that had that semi trauma of the water kind of like feature to it. But like this one just made you laugh about everything because you knew that shit wasn't really going to happen. But that scene's so bad. And then whenever the end, when they fucking, he somehow takes his metal fucking hook and gets it through that fucking grenade pin. Pull it out of the shark. That's some pretty far-fetched shit if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, there's no way. There's no way.
No, like, I mean, I know they're all just movies, but at some point you're like, come on. Like, I sit there and watch movies with my cousin all the time, and he was in the military and all that shit. And fucking, whenever, like, they'll throw a grenade in movies and the shit blows up, like, a whole fucking building. Watching it with him like that, like it cracks me up now because like he's like, there's no fucking way like that's possible. So like it kind of puts some things into perspective, but trying to last like fucking hoop a ring with a metal pole while it's in a fucking shark's mouth trying to
great white shark's mouth, right, for that matter. And you fucking, that's really pissed off.
Hit the super money shot and fucking loop the hole and pull it out.
And like, how dude's body would still be in its mouth like that for that long of a time? No. I don't see that.
We'll get to another disappointing scene later.
But I think that's all you can really wrap. I appreciate Louis Gossett Jr. And all he's done in his career. What was it, Delta Force or whatever those fucking movies he was in?
Iron Eagle.
Delta Force was.
Then, what was that one with the alien shit where he played the alien?
I don't remember. He's been in so much shit, but I totally forgot about his accent in this movie. His Louisiana, like, rich man, country boy, like, accent. Like, I didn't believe that one at all. Every movie I've seen him in, he's been, like, the street talking, like, you know, tough motherfucker. And then he's just all like, oh, hey, you know, Louisiana, all shit like that. I'm just like, I don't buy that. I don't see that at all. Not one fucking bit. That's like when Jim Carrey first went and started doing drama. No way I took him fucking seriously. Same thing.
That number 23 movie was fucking dope.
That movie will always be, I think, his masterpiece of his acting. So that's a good one.
That showed like the whole fucking different story of him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are we ready to hear the Lady of the Dunes story?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
I was born ready.
They discovered a woman's body in Cape Cod in 1974. Her head almost cut off, both wrists locked off, and she was posed on a towel. Nobody could identify her or knew anything about her. And then years later, they noticed that she may have been bit by one of the extras in Jaws during a beach scene.
She may have been an extra, not bit by an extra.
Did I say Ben? I thought of Ben. Did I say bit? I'm sorry.
It sounded like bit.
They think she was murdered shortly after that, and that the murderer may also have been one of the extras as well.
That puts a damper on a... What the fuck?
What?
What?
Well, so what's... Is there a movie about this, or is it just like a book?
There should be.
I'd watch that.
Well,
you said
Spielberg kind of probably wouldn't allow it. That's interesting. I'm going to have to do some snooping into this.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
I don't know, but I'm about to find this out.
Oh, perfect crime.
Google.
I've never seen that today. Meg either. Like, I've seen bits and pieces, but
What is it?
The Meg.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I tried. It was too much. Like, it was like shitty. I didn't like it. That movie was so stupid.
I guess there's a time in my life where I was really big on Jason Statham movies, but then somewhere I can't do it because he plays the same fucking dude all the time.
Crank, man. All you need is Crank 1 and Crank 2.
Right.
Crank 2 for the soundtrack. Mike Patton.
Transporter's not bad either.
That was pretty good.
He also said they mentioned it inside a Jaws documentary, and Stephen King's son was supposed to be writing something based on it.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, Joe Hill. Okay.
I actually saw a Stephen King was on the news today about something. Somebody, I guess, murdered somebody, and they were blaming it on one of his books or some shit.
No shit.
It's got to be somebody else's fault.
He still looks the fucking same, minus the gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the
1987 all over.
Fucking vampire.
I saw him speak in Tennessee a while back in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty cool. And it
like was I said, do you read Sutter Kane?
Yes.
But I love that fucking movie.
That is Mouth of Madness.
God, so good. Are we just trying to prolong talking about 4?
I think I kind of am.
I mean, we just would chalk it up to, it's called The Revenge. A shark hunting down. A shark hunting down a family.
I'm reading some shit about Jaws 4, and it seems like that's the only shark that actually had a name, because they always referred to the shark as Vengeance.
Really? I did not notice that. That's stupid too.
Right? Here's my biggest beef with this fucking movie. So I don't think you're gonna hear anything good about this movie. Because Helen doesn't die and she's an annoying bitch through the whole fucking thing.
Oh god, yes.
So it just turns in, it's just like kinda watching like General Hospital or fucking Dynasty or some fucking dramatic soap opera.
All everybody does is cry.
Cry. The best part about it is whenever you first see Mario Van Peebles and he sounds like a fucking leprechaun talking to Michael when he's underneath the water. He's like, "Hey, Michael."
Choke on
and they have all this fucking like technology that I don't think really exists.
Yeah, they're like, they have like some kind of scientific grants to get their doctorate or some shit.
Oh, what is
it? So they're studying snails.
Yeah, they set up some device that's supposed to like electrocute the shark.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Oh,
made with flashlights and some bullshit. They made some kind of MacGyver device. But my biggest beef about this is trying to connect part 3 and 4 together. You can't fucking do it. Because like Dennis Quaid in 3, how old do you think he is?
I'd say he's probably
late 20s.
Yeah.
So how old do you think the Michael dude would be in part 4? Probably early 30s.
Yeah.
So how did he go from fucking working in SeaWorld to getting his fucking doctorate in the Bahamas and studying fucking conch shells?
Don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, because in the third one, they mentioned that fucking Sean is, I guess, the sheriff back in Amity. Like, he's just out there visiting. Yeah. And then in the beginning of the fourth one, he is the sheriff of Amity. Then he gets eaten by a shark. In the very beginning.
Okay. All right. See, like I said, I didn't watch it. I remember very little of that movie. I remember I didn't like it. I always thought it was
after watching 3 and 4, the shit just had my brain stirring, and I'm like, this don't fucking make any sense, period. Like, it's one of those part 4s they did not need to make.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Mom needed some money, so they were like, hey, let's make Jaws 4. They were like, fuck it.
They were good. They were going to milk.
But somehow they afforded Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine.
Old Hoagie.
And I'm pretty sure
I love Michael Caine.
His first movie.
Yeah, it might have been.
It was either that or New Jack City. And if it came out in what year was 93? That's before New Jack City.
87, I believe. Jaws
that's
4
way
was.
Before New Jack City. I think that was like early 90s. But I just got a lot of issues with that movie.
And that kid, his little girl, is fucking annoying. She's like a spoiled brat in the whole movie.
The scene where she almost gets eaten is pretty cool, though.
But that never would have happened. And the whole thing overall, all the other Jaws movies were set in the summer, which made sense.
This is Christmas
time. This one was set in Christmas time. Why?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, they're like Christmas caroling whenever fucking Sean gets eaten at the beginning.
Yeah, and I swear to God, there was one scene with the mother... goes on this big tirade about, I don't want you guys, don't go near the water. Don't go near the water ever again. And I swear to God, the next scene, they're on a fucking boat. In the water. And then she lets out another cry.
And then somehow, like, her and...
Movie sounds really depressing.
Well, like, her and the shark somehow have some kind of fucking weird-ass psychic connection.
Oh, God.
Every time, like,
I do remember that kind of shit. Yeah.
Every time the shark's near someone in the family, she has like a fucking moment where she just kind of spazzes out, like, oh, I know he's near.
Yeah. She'll be like doing something. And in another scene, the shark's coming and she'll.
Yeah. Like, whenever her and fucking Michael Caine, as I call him, Alfred, her and Alfred are fucking in that little, I don't know if it's like a Cinco de Mayo type kind of party bullshit or whatever. A little festival they have. But then that's whenever the shark first comes in contact with Mike. And then she can somehow sense that bullshit.
Yeah, and they do all these other scenes with this awkward romance, I guess. Between,
I'm not gonna lie, like,
Mario, the mother and Michael Caine. Like, they show him, like, going out to dinner. They show him dancing. Nobody wants to fucking see that.
No one cares.
No one cares. Why?
At this point, in a part 4, okay, because, you know, they did the, you know, the original Jaws, it's, I don't know, use another word, like, classy horror film. Like, it's a good thriller. It's, you know, it's not too bad, but it's just right, you know. Second one, more dead, you know, people die. Third one, it's a little more graphic. Fourth one, you're supposed to build up that body count. We now no longer care. You have made 3 of them. So now all we care about now in part 4 is we want to see dead. We want to see blood. We want to see a body count. That's all we care about now in part 4 because everything else has already been said and done. We don't care. It's like, it's all the Saw movies. Past 3, everything's a fucking joke. Like, I don't care. I don't.
Just the fact that they try to make it like the shark's name is Vengeance because it's a vengeful shark. You know what I mean? Like somehow.
But how?
Like Brody was freaking out so bad about sharks that he has a heart attack, and then
that's how
Sean gets
that.
Killed by the shark, and then you're supposed to believe that once they all go back to the Bahamas, this fucking shark swims from New York to the fucking Bahamas just to kill the rest of the fucking family.
I'll say that again. From New York to the Bahamas.
Yep.
Follows
and he gets there like 2 days after they fly there somehow. Like he's hauling some ass and he ain't stopping for shit.
It's so stupid.
Like it don't make any sense.
Yeah, like I don't know why they chose because if they were gonna do anything, one, they couldn't have done it. They'd have been fine. But they could have, I don't know what else they could have done for it. Like nothing.
Not made it.
Exactly. It's like the Amityville movies. It really is. It's like you really didn't need to make this many.
The time frame 3 and 4, and then just the way things happen don't make sense to me. Like that's my biggest gripe about the whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can get past the fact that it's just a shitty movie. You know what I mean? But I watched
like it's not even a fun shitty movie. It's not even a fun shitty movie.
No.
I
watched it today while I was doing shit because I watched two after work the other night and then I watched three, I think the next day. And then I had 4-1 while I was doing shit. So I wasn't paying attention to it. And I was like she was like the mom of Helen was getting on my nerves to the point where I turned it off.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore. And then today I was doing some shit. I fucking threw it back on and here we are.
Yeah. Like, you know, I feel when it comes down to these movies, 1 and 2 are kind of like your like Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2. You kind of have them both back to back. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th Part 2. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2. Like, there's certain movies like they work together. Like you could totally do a double feature of these and be fine. You know what I mean? Like
one and two were good.
Yeah, I like those completely. Like I really, really, really enjoyed the second one because it's been longer for me seeing that one than I had the other ones.
Like the second one's funny too. Yeah. Whenever he starts putting like cyanide like in his hollow points and then topping them off with some wax so he can kill all the sharks.
Yeah,
and he ends up just shooting a shitload of bluefish.
Mike says Jaws 4 was the lead-in for the Nintendo game, which was going to be my next point, because the only thing I can think of is that this movie was made for the Nintendo game. It was set up to have levels like the Bahamas. We need vehicles.
Collecting the conch shells.
Collecting the conch shells, and we need vehicles all for the game.
See, I know I played the game when I was younger.
God, that fucking game.
But I don't really remember. Were you the shark or were you the person?
I can't remember the person hunting the shark.
Okay. All right.
Because you have the little yellow submarine they have in part 4.
Okay.
There's Beatles songs in the movie.
Which was the vehicle, and you also have to get like the radar.
What a dumb idea.
This was back in the late 80s when Nintendo ruled the fucking world.
They really did.
There was other movies like The Wizard that was based solely around Nintendo.
Such a great movie.
I need to go back and watch that movie. But I question taking
a franchise. I can understand, like, The Wizard was an original movie. I can get that, but taking an entire franchise and just destroying it. We haven't had a Jaws movie since Sharknado.
God, no.
Oh, there is cool Jaws.
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen cool Jaws?
That was Bruno Mattei's handiwork, I believe.
Yeah. It's pretty much the first and second one mashed together with pretty much the same dialogue. And
copy and paste.
Yeah, like, and it's just a movie.
And he was famous for doing this with a lot of movies like Terminator, Aliens, and how he never got sued and put
it's in funny as fuck prison. Though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll watch that shit. I've watched it maybe 10 times.
If you're really fucked up one night, check any of his movies out.
You get some good eats, you know what I mean? And then pop a few of those down and it's funny. Man. I don't care. Like, me and him watched it a couple times together, and then I've watched it a bunch of times on my own, and it's funny.
Now, and other things that irritate me about Jaws 4, what's the fucking cheapest thing you could do in a movie is the goddamn dream sequence where you think your main character is about to die, and then they wake up from a dream.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens five times.
They did that twice in this movie. There's more than that. I only counted two.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's like four or five times.
Oh, my God.
The first one's when she first gets on the island and she has that dream that she's swimming.
Yeah.
And then she has the shark. Then there's another one where she has the flashbacks twice in two different scenes.
The flashbacks that she didn't see.
Yeah, to where she sees Sean getting eaten by the shark.
She wasn't there for that, and she wasn't there when Brody shot and killed the shark in the first
one. But that was the big last scene where they showed like all three of them.
So how the fuck is she having a flashback of shit she never seen, has no memory of?
Well, I guess there was only two, and the other one was a dream.
God damn, people. It's hard to keep it straight. The other one was in the very beginning of the movie during the opening credits. So it starts underwater, but then the shark pops up. And then goes back down, pops back up, then goes back down. So isn't that the POV of the fin?
No, because, I mean, they actually show the shark's head come out the water.
Why would the shark's head come out of the water?
Questions, Dave. Questions.
I got to check the heart rate. Hold on.
You first see the shark, though. Fucking Mike's in that little... yellow fucking
95.
He's in like the little submarine thing, and then the shark tears it apart, and then he fucking swims into the boat, and he's getting chased through the boat by a fucking shark that's literally has an agenda to kill this fucking thing. Like, why it doesn't try to go after any other kind of like sea creatures or anything, like any other kind of fish in the ocean.
See, when I was a kid, Mike said, are all the sharks related? When I was a kid, that's what we all just kind of assume.
Yeah. Like,
I think one was the mother, one was a brother, one was the father. I think the one in Jaws the Revenge was supposed to be the father. I don't fucking know. Oh, and let's talk about how the shark dies in the end. Please.
Yeah, how does it die in the end? Because I don't remember that.
Oh, boy.
Did you say they made this movie for the game?
I don't know if that's true or not. I believe so.
I think I think they made this the same time the game came out.
I think
a lot of similarities to what go down in the game that happened in this.
I think
movie.
Nintendo was somehow involved in the process. I don't know if that's true.
They need to never do that again. Really seems that's a stupid that way idea.
I think the game came out either along with the movie or a short time after the movie came out.
Yeah, that's so stupid. I don't know. So
it's kind of like it all starts too, like whenever the fucking her granddaughter, Michael's kid, gets fucking like semi-attacked by the shark. She goes out on this banana boat thing during Michael's wife's art fucking thing. I guess it's some kind of fucking party kind of deal on the beach. She's some kind of weird artist that does like the cutouts of like the steel, and then she painted it or whatever. Like, that's what the whole thing was.
Oh.
Because he was supposed to go there, but that was the day after he got attacked by the fucking shark. And he was like, well, I got to go in the water because I'm petrified pretty much.
I got to
break this fear. So he fucking hops in there. He misses his whole wife's art ceremony thing, like where she's getting like inducted by the town's mayor and everything. And then the mom like grows some super balls. And just fucking sees the shark out there, runs over, steals his boat, and then chases the shark down.
Goes out by herself.
All by herself. So then once they realize she's gone, Michael sees, like, is his daughter's in shock. So he runs in the house. And they're like, where were you at? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I should have known this was going to happen. Like, we found the shark. And they're like freaking out because no one told him. Anyway, while Dave's dying, I'll continue.
Yeah.
But then she follows the shark out there, and somehow, like, Michael, like, yells for, what the hell was Mario Van Peebles' name? James or Jack or some shit. So he comes out, and they jump in.
That was his name?
Yeah, they jump in, like, this little Johnny boat and fucking take, like, this little shitty motor. That's a cool Jamaican name. And then they find... Jack. Then they find, Alfred. He's out fishing somewhere. Then they take his plane, because he's a pilot, which...
kind of
the beginning whenever he's fucking with them and he keeps like land diving with everybody in the fucking plane.
They're
it's fucked up.
They've just had a death in the family. They're coming here to get away with it, and this motherfucker is pretending like he's crashing the plane.
Jake, his name's Jake. I knew it was a J name. Jagass.
Jamaican.
The Bahamas.
Oh, Bahamas.
But anyway,
but still by the water. So they're by the water.
Well, they take out Hoagie's plane, and then they try to they find his mom, and then at the same time the shark's trying to like jump on the boat like at the end of the fucking first one, where like the whole back of the boat gets chomped down, and then they get on there because Hoagie lands his plane. That's not a water plane, but just lands that bitch on top of the ocean like it's nothing. Like as soon as he would have hit the fucking water, he would have flipped that fucking thing. I don't care.
Right.
Because the propellers are in the water too. Well, and then they swim to the boat.
Yeah, either way, like everything got destroyed.
Yes.
How the fuck did they make it back to shore?
Yeah.
And then somehow, whenever the shark jumps into the plane, Hoagie fucking escapes and ends up swimming under their boat to end up on the other side of the boat, then climbs up over the boat. And then whenever he gets pulled on top of the boat, his shirt is bone dry.
That's right. I forgot about the famous drying shirt. So like, dangerous. Okay, you're starting a film, right? You see that his shirt's dry. You're surrounded by fucking water. Just have him take a dip and come back out, or spray him with a fucking hose.
Yeah, Michael Caine said that they filmed so many takes between that the sun dried his shirt out before they actually got the one they liked.
How long were you out there and waiting for what?
Yeah, like the movie wasn't that good. There couldn't have been that many fucking takes.
What the hell took so long to set that next shot up?
It's bad.
I fucking hate people.
Yeah.
And then like the boat won't start because it's taking on water. So then they finally get it to start while fucking Jake and Mike are down there making some kind of fucking stupid ass thing out of flashlights. Their electromagnetic pulse thing. So they're like, we'll put this in the shark's mouth.
Oh.
And then we can send this signal, and then it'll hurt the shark.
And then when it hurts the shark rises up out of the water and roars like a fucking lion.
Every time he hits the pulse thing, he's like,
and it does it like two or
sharks
three
times. Sharks don't make noises, though, do they?
No.
Sharks
I didn't think they did.
They don't have lungs. They don't have vocal cords.
No.
And then that's when they were like, so then like Hoagie's trying to like dump buckets of water out. The stunt guy that landed that plane safely in the water was probably the 100%. Like that shit would have flipped. I don't give a fuck. Like me and Kenny had watched that movie together, and that's the first thing he fucking said too, was like, fuck you. He's like, it ain't gonna happen. But then somehow, like as they're making their little fucking pulse thing, fucking Helen decides, hey, there's the shark. Riding side by side with our boat, so let's just impale this fuck, and
with the hull, is that what you call that?
It's the wooden pole from the game. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, which was another basis for the game. That's
you just got to hit the A button.
Yeah, that's the end part of the game. Is you push a button to activate the pulse, Jaws pops out of the water, and you stab him with the pole.
That's the end of the game.
That's the end of the game.
Which took us forever as youngsters to realize that you had to hit the fucking A button.
That part was a bitch.
It really was. We've played that game so many fucking times. It was worse than Monopoly.
I did finally figure out there's a certain spot. There's a line on the water that you have to wait for the shark to get at, and then I didn't beat that game until I was an adult.
We probably streamed that game on our channel numerous times. Friday the 13th, as Mike pointed out earlier, it's Dave's favorite game.
I hate that. But hey, if you guys want to see it, I'll play it.
Man, I miss playing that game.
We're actually about to run out to Dave's house to get our fucking thing to hook up and stream Jaws the game in case your phone went terribly awry and we didn't hear
it. Oh, yeah.
That was our backup plan.
Thank God you're here.
Well, I got to say, guys, it's been fun, but my phone is about to die because it's going to start doing that shit where you all are just circles and then I don't hear you and all that.
Before we go, though, we just have to get to the point where once they impale the shark, somehow the fucking shark and the boat both explode out of fucking nowhere. Exactly.
That's it.
Okay. But, sir, I'm glad you did make it. And,
yeah,
the way we had planned. Because as of right this second, I guess, I don't know what time I was actually born, but I am 41.
Oh, it's your birthday right now?
As of this moment.
No, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, man, I'm officially 40. So that's why today was drinking day, because I don't really drink when I go down to my mom's house. I'm going there tomorrow, which is why we did not have the show today. Because I will be poolside for the next 4 days chilling.
Hell yeah, man.
So, glad you made it, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, brother. I don't have any alcohol. I haven't drank for a few days. So
I just went to the liquor store today, so I had to re-up. I almost bought a $180 bottle of tequila.
I just been trying to space out a little bit, and I'm a broke ass.
I hear that. I am after I spent a bunch of money today.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, you have a badass birthday.
Always do.
Oh, yeah, man. 4 days. Live it up. But... yeah. I mean, I'll stay on here till this thing dies, but it's going to be like in a matter of seconds.
All right. Well, we'll just close the store.
Yeah, try to get your phone hooked up and then hit me up in a bit.
Yeah.
And we should be back on next Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
That's good. Okay. So join us next week.
The following Wednesday might be rough because I might have to switch a bunch of days because I might be spontaneous and go see Roger Waters out of nowhere. Mike knows what I'm talking about.
All right. Oh. Good enough.
Fucking Roger Waters. All right.
Oh, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But for now, I'm Dave.
Jamie.
I'm Chuck.
And thank you again for joining us. Have a wonderful night, and we'll see you all next week.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this today?
Shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store. This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.